one by instigating hopes or fears and dreams that really reach attainment or come to fruition. Emotional thinking is desirous thinking, predominantly fueled by wishes and illusions. More often than not, emotional thinking drains positive energy and thereby fosters a sense of dissatisfaction and hopelessness. And because there is no plan of action, emotional thinking results in the disappointment of non-attainment. Possessed with this knowledge, you can begin to create your life on purpose. You can make a decision right now for yourself to begin to think logically and clearly, you will. Doing this will give you a sense of direction and accomplishment. It will also give you more self-confidence and a sense of calm and self-acceptance. There is very little logic or clarity in emotional thinking, whereas logical thinking is based on attainable reality and action with a clear plan that results in the realization of your goals. The goal for you is to find a balance and begin to realize within yourself what is emotional and illogical, and what is logical and purposeful. You can and you will formulate a logical and sensible plan for yourself, your life, your family, your circumstances, and for what you wish to achieve for yourself in the future. You're going to begin to do that now, not tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. Formulate a long-term plan with step-by-step goals to realize your plan, realizing yourself that time goes by regardless, and you will be there then in the future, what you think and desire, and action here, now, in the present. Create your life on purpose, you will. And now listen very carefully with your subconscious mind. And so there are certain aspects of your self-respect that you need to improve. Certain inconsistencies and negatives about your life that you would like to change, enhance and improve. And your subconscious mind is well aware that any lack of self-respect is no more than what has become an ingrained habit or belief within you, and that it's rather easy to change once you've made up your mind to make the change you will. And whatever event or circumstance from the past that has caused this lack of self-respect, whether you are consciously aware of the cause or not, it is now over and done and finished and gone. It may be a guilt.